Hello and welcome again to Amateur Radio Topics. I'm Kevin, VK6 Lima Whiskey, and today's podcast is about the recent 160 metre CW contest. Just a general wrap up on the event over the weekend. So from VK6 here, the contest is an interesting contest in the sense that most of the activities in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's our summer months at the moment, so we have limited hours of darkness. It gets light around about 5:30 in the morning here, and it's dark at around about 7 o'clock, 7:30 in the evening. So unlike the Northern Hemisphere, which obviously at this time of the year has long hours of darkness, and that does help to enhance some of the propagation paths. But it was the conditions weren't great from a VK6 perspective, but nevertheless it was still a fun contest to get involved with. On the first evening, there was virtually nothing really coming in from North America at all. There's a few very weak Ws. I think I worked a couple of W7s. All the normal big signals from the East Coast didn't really catch them at all. And the saving grace was there was quite a bit of activity in Asia on the northern path from here. Worked a lot of JAs, some with pretty good signals, and that kept the QSO total ticking along. Didn't really spend a huge amount of time on there the first evening. I probably got on the band a little bit late, and then finished up around about midnight local time with a view to try and get an early start before sunrise here is about 5:30 in the morning, about 21:30 Zulu. So managed to get up at around about 4 o'clock local, and the band looked pretty good. There was lots of signals showing on the spectrum, and I thought, well, this is gonna be quite good. But as is often the case, sometimes the propagation tends to be a little bit one way. But I did manage to get a bit of a run going, very low down in the band, around about 18, 12 or so, quite low in the band there, just managed to find a frequency and managed to get a run going. It was almost easier to get some sort of slow run going than to try and search and pounce. And as I mentioned on the previous podcast, the biggest issue really is the noise levels in Europe are probably, or the noise floor is probably up by about 10 to 15 dBs on what it perhaps normally is. So you can have an antenna for 160 meters that seems to work pretty well outside of a contest, but then once you get involved in CQ Worldwide or CQ 160, it's a completely different scenario. And the biggest problem is not necessarily receiving, although that's obviously a part of it here. The biggest problem is really being heard, because there's a lot of inter-Europe and intercontinental QSOs that are taking part in the Northern Hemisphere with some pretty high signals. And VK6 is a long way from Europe, whichever way you look at it. So this is quite interesting, but managed to got a couple of hours in there. The quite interesting at about 22:15 local time, 22:15 Zulu, about 6:15 local time, so probably around about 45 minutes after sunrise, there were still good readable signals coming in from Europe at that time at fairly good signal strengths, but probably not really workable. I think I worked the last European about 20 minutes after my sunrise. So, and again, this is really, you know, simply down to the noise levels that would exist in Europe. Plus, there's a lot of guys that don't have receive antennas. So that can be a big issue as well. They can be a pretty good signal, but if they don't have a receive antenna and it's not pointed in my direction, it's going to be difficult to break up the party, so to speak. Now, judging by the scores that are posted on the CQ Contest Live Contest Score website, there's some pretty big scores. I think I had a quick look before this podcast, and on the single operator category, there's more than 20 stations that have broken the million point barrier, And in the multi-op category, there's more than 30 stations that appear to have broken the million point category. So obviously the conditions were pretty good into Europe, and Europeans probably get a pretty good run out to JA and also the other Asian areas. And quite possibly they were getting pretty good propagation back across to North America, particularly maybe the east coast of the USA. Now, of course, none of that really helps me at all in VK6, but that's just the way the contest is structured. And the challenge for us is to try and break up the party, so to speak. My good friend Steve, VK6VZ, he was also on, and we had a quick chat yesterday about the conditions and how he found things. And he was having the same type of problem as I was in trying to get noticed. So you need a reasonably good signal to get noticed, and you need a fairly good signal to be able to call CQ, grab a frequency and hold that frequency, and or try and control the frequency. But because that's not so easy to do, so quite often you find that a bit of gentle QSY and backwards and forwards is necessary just to try and stay in the clear. But it was, so the first night was quite good from that perspective with those limitations. Without any North American QSOs really in the log, it does have an impact on the QSO total. And then the second night, the band appeared to be slightly better to North America. There was definitely more North American stations that were workable, but they were pretty weak. They weren't really very prominent. There was nothing like the normal signal strengths that we've heard on previous occasions, maybe out of contest times, but they were workable. So there were quite a few more North American stations last night, and that was good. The Asian stations were there, but I think I'd worked quite a few of them on the first night, the ones that were sort of workable. And again, probably worked through to around about midnight local time with a view to getting up early again this morning just to see if we can get a bit of a sunrise peak. So worked a few of the Eastern European stations last night close to midnight here local time. And then early start this morning, the band really wasn't as good as the morning before. The Europeans were still coming through, but they were harder to work. Albeit that some of the main stations, I guess, that may have already covered the first on the first morning. So worked a few. It was worthwhile being on for the morning peak, but really there wasn't much of a peak. I think the peak occurred probably maybe about an hour before sunrise, and by the time sunrise came around, things were really starting to get pretty scrappy. So that was the contest from VK6. Top spots dominated essentially by the European stations. If you have a look at the CQ contest live score page, you'll see that most of the top spots are European, and same is true in the multi-operator category. Now, not everybody uses that live score website, but it's quite a good way to keep motivated through the contest, particularly if things go a little bit quiet. You can see we are sitting in the rankings. I mean, it's not feasible from VK6 to try and be competitive with what's going on in Europe, but it's just interesting to see where you sit and where the other stations are around you, what scores they're reporting. Most people upload their score about every 2 minutes, so it's quite relevant. It's a nice way to monitor what's happening in the contest from a relative point of view. I know there's some people that don't perhaps want to do it or like to do it because they feel that they're maybe divulging some of their tactics or whatever their philosophy is on the contest. Well, that's fine. It's not compulsory. It's just it's a voluntary scoreboard. But it's I've found it has helped to keep me motivated a bit sometimes in the contest. So and of course it doesn't represent all the scores. No doubt there'll be some scores already posted on 3830 reflector contest reflector, and I'll take a look at that later and see what's come through. Not quite sure how Steve did, VK6VZ. He was obviously on the band, but would do a bit of a debrief during the week. Phil, VK6GX, he was on briefly as well, but I think he had other commitments. This weekend was a long weekend, a holiday weekend for Australia Day. So most people had some sort of commitment at some point during the weekend with family and whatever, and so it wasn't always possible to be on for the whole period. There were some other VK3s on. There's quite a few VK3s on, VK3HJ and VK3MI, VK3IO, but again, not quite sure how much activity they're really putting in during the contest. The QON levels, static levels, were for me quite low, probably the lowest they've been for several weeks. So that was actually good in a way. It made the receiving a little bit easier. The beverages worked pretty well. I would say, based on the types of signals that were coming in from Europe and the switching between the beverages, almost definitely the European signals were more northerly based. It seemed to be a sort of a northern skew path, which happens quite a lot. Probably the only exception to that may have been the really southern Europeans. Worked a couple of southern Europeans, and they seem to be better on obviously the European beverage. So yeah, it's strange propagation. It sounded almost a bit sort of northerly, a little bit disturbed, maybe a sort of a, just that that feeling that you get that the band's not really open. But of course, a lot of these stations in Europe, they've got big setups. They've got big antennas, and they're very well equipped for the low bands. So no real surprises with some of those scores that they've been put in. I was in the unassisted category, so wasn't using any form of spotting or skimmers or anything like that. Software was N1MM+, which again worked really well. I've been oscillating a bit between N1MM and DXLog, and for this contest I used N1MM. The login software doesn't really affect too much, but it does help if you're familiar with the software rather than jumping around from one to the other. However, there's reasons why I quite like DXLog, and there's reasons why I quite like N1MM. So all these logging programs have their merits. There's no one particular program that seems to have every last thing that you would like, and that just probably comes down to personal preference in the end. I think I finished up, I'm not sure, I haven't got my score right in front of me, but I think I finished up with around about 126 QSO, something like that, 127 maybe, multiply of 39. So not too bad under the conditions, not unhappy with that. I think after the first day I had about 80 QSOs, and then a little less on the second day. So I've done better in this contest in the past, but it's all about the conditions. On the second evening, I was on the band well in time for the East Coast USA sunrise peak, and it just never happened. Didn't hear any of the big stations from the US East Coast. That doesn't happen very often on 160 in the contest. You normally hear some of those guys all running big setups, they're running four squares and all sorts of things. You can normally hear them. My good friend Steve, VE6WZ, he heard me on the first night, couldn't work me. We worked last night, which was good. His signal wasn't fabulous, but he was there. I think he was having a lot of trouble trying to work the Europeans as well. I think he could hear quite a few of the Europeans on the first night, and they were good signal strength, and he was completely unable to work them. And that's just something that seems to happen sometimes on 160. You do get one-way propagation, and it is really frustrating on occasions. That's what 160 is all about, I guess. So anyway, that's a short wrap up on the weekend and what happened from a VK6 perspective. And probably the next contest I'll be taking a bit of a look at, maybe on a more serious level, will be the RSGB Commonwealth contest, which is an interesting contest. Obviously, it's restricted to Commonwealth areas, but it's quite well supported. And an interesting contest from the perspective of the band activity is not quite as high, obviously, because of the restriction on the areas. But it does open up the possibility of stations with smaller setups, QRP and smaller antennas and whatever, being able to work some good DX without having the high band activity, maybe in CQ worldwide, which makes it harder to get through. So there we are, 73s for now. To anybody who worked me in the contest, thanks for the QSO. and look forward to talking to you again soon. 73 is from Kevin, VK6 Lima Whiskey.